You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to another episode of your daily entertainment news. I'm your host Nikhil. Hollywood news up next. Greta Lee has been cast in Catherine Bigelow's upcoming Netflix movie, joining an impressive ensemble including Idris Elba, Rebecca Ferguson and Jared Harris. Although plot details remain confidential, the film is rumored to involve a national crisis at the White House. Lee's acclaimed performances in Past Lives and The Morning Show highlight her talent, making her a valuable addition. This untitled project marks Bigelow's first film since Detroit and promises to be another significant entry in her acclaimed filmography, potentially becoming Netflix's next big hit. Next up, KJ Apa, known for his role in Riverdale, will star in the upcoming romantic dramedy Falling from Gulfstream Pictures. In the film, Apa plays Jack, a charming man whose relationship with Jillian takes an unexpected turn when his best friend also falls for her. Written and directed by Colin and James Crisell, this project marks Apa's third collaboration with Gulfstream after One Fast Move and The Last Summer. Apa's varied career includes roles in Songbird, Dead Reckoning and The Hate U Give. While Falling is in production, its release date remains unannounced. Next up, Giancarlo Esposito, known for his role as Gus Fring in Breaking Bad, has teased his mysterious and badass character in the upcoming MCU film Captain America: Brave New World. While fans speculated he might play Professor X, Esposito revealed he will portray a character who poses both a physical and mental threat, sparking further excitement and speculation. The film, set for release on February 14, 2025, stars Anthony Mackie as the new Captain America, alongside a star-studded cast including Harrison Ford, Liv Tyler, and Tim Blake Nelson. More Hollywood news, CBS is developing a new procedural series called Einstein, which follows the great-grandson of Albert Einstein as he uses his intellect to solve crimes. This marks the third attempt to adapt the German series for American television. Previous versions were halted, but CBS is confident that the creators of Monk, Andy Breckman and Randy Zisk have finally found the right formula. Breckman will write the series and Zisk will direct. The original German show, created by Martin Ritzenhoff and Matthias Dinter, starred Tom Beck and Annika Ernst and was sold to over 100 territories. CBS has not yet announced additional cast or a release date for the American adaptation. Next up, Wentworth Miller and Dominic Purcell, known for their iconic roles in Prison Break, are reuniting for a new drama series titled Snatchback. Developed by Universal Television, the series is written and executive produced by Scott Rosenberg, with Purcell also serving as an executive producer through Hopetown Entertainment. Snatchback is inspired by the life of a real covert intelligence officer and follows a team of elite operatives on high-stakes missions to rescue hostages from dangerous locations around the world. This thrilling series promises intense action and suspense, but the release date has not yet been announced. Next up, HBO and DC Studios have greenlit Lanterns, an 8-episode series featuring Green Lanterns Jon Stewart and Hal Jordan. The series, part of new unified DC Universe, follows the two intergalactic cops as they investigate a murder in the American heartland. The show is helmed by True Detectives' Chris Mundy, Watchmen's Damon Lindelof and Mr. Miracle's Tom King, who will co-write and executive produce. The series is highly anticipated, with HBO's Casey Bloys and DC Studios' James Gunn and Peter Safran expressing excitement for this new era of DC storytelling. Hollywood news continues. Jennifer Lopez's New Orican Productions will adapt Emily Henry's popular romance novel Happy Place into a Netflix series. The story centers on Harriet and Wine, a couple navigating a breakup while hiding it from friends during their annual Maine vacation. Produced by Lopez, Benny Medina and Elaine Goldsmith-Thomas, the project continues Lopez's successful partnership with Netflix, which has included hit films like The Mother and Atlas. This adaptation highlights New Orican focus on diverse female-led projects. Meetings with writers are ongoing and release details are forthcoming. Last piece of news from Hollywood to wrap up, Joseph Fiennes and Natasha Mahon will star as Sherlock Holmes' parents, Silas and Cordelia Holmes, in Guy Ritchie's upcoming Young Sherlock series. Hero Fiennes Tiffin is set to play the young detective in this adaptation of Andy Lane's Young Sherlock Holmes books. The series, written and produced by Matthew Parkhill, is a subsidiary of the original Arthur Conan Doyle novels. Guy Ritchie, known for his Sherlock Holmes films, continues his prolific career with this project, alongside other works like The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare and The Gentlemen series. The release date for Young Sherlock is yet to be announced. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.